Morning, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us for this special holiday edition of Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and on behalf of Nathan, myself, and all of us on the Maryland Morning team, we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and all the best in the new year. As promised, I'd like to begin this morning with an excerpt from a concert I conducted earlier this month with the Baltimore Choral Art Society. Here's an ebullient setting of an ancient Latin text, Gaudete, by the English composer Bob Chilcott. Music of Bob Chilcott here on Maryland Morning, Gaudete, performed by the Choral Arts Chorus and Orchestra in a live recording from the Baltimore Basilica that was broadcast here on WIPR back on December 2nd. We are foregoing our usual coverage of news and current events on this Christmas morning in favor of hearing a little music and enjoying a little poetry of the season. Here's producer Rob Sivak reading a fun poem by Philip Appleman called Karma, Dharma, Pudding, and Pie.
O karma, dharma, pudding, and pie, give me a break before I die. Grant me wisdom, will, and wit, purity, probity, pluck, and grit. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, kind, give me great abs and a steel-trap mind. And forgive, ye gods, some humble advice. These little blessings would suffice to beget an earthly paradise. Make the bad people good, and the good people nice. And before our world goes over the brink, teach the believers how to think.
Ships all free on Christmas Day in the morning.
88.1. Thanks for being with us for this special holiday edition of Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We're sampling a few recordings from a live performance I conducted earlier this month with the Baltimore Choral Arts Society. That was John Rutter's setting of I Saw Three Ships. Here's another poem. It's one of my favorites, and it's been part of my family's Christmas tradition for many years. My wife, Linnell Smith, is the granddaughter of the poet Ogden Nash. When she was a little girl on Christmas Eve, Mr. Nash would read a poem by Rudyard Kipling. Linnell and I have been married for 29 years, and every year at our house on Christmas Eve, my mother-in-law, Mr. Nash's daughter, who's also named Linnell, continues this tradition and reads this same poem. It's a wonderful part of Christmas for Linnell and me and for our daughter, Miranda, and I'm delighted to share it with you this morning. This is Eddie's Service. Eddie, priest of St. Wilfrid, in his chapel at Manhood End, ordered a midnight service for such as cared to attend. But the Saxons were keeping Christmas, and the night was stormy as well. Nobody came to service, though Eddie rang the bell. "Wicked weather for walking," said Eddie of Manhood End, "but I must go on with the service for such as cared to attend." The altar lamps were lighted, an old marsh donkey came, bold as a guest invited, and stared at the guttering flame. The storm beat on at the windows, the water splashed on the floor, and a wet, yoke-weary bullock pushed in through the open door. How do I know what is greatest? How do I know what is least? That is my father's business, said Eddie, Wilfrid's priest. But three are gathered together. Listen to me and attend. I bring good news, my brethren, said Eddie of Manhood End. And he told of the ox of a manger and a stall in Bethlehem. And he spoke to the ass of a rider that rode to Jerusalem. They steamed and dripped in the chancel. They listened and never stirred, while just as though they were bishops, Eddie preached them the word. Till the gale blew off on the marshes, and the windows showed the day, and the ox and the ass together wheeled and clattered away. And when the Saxons mocked him, said Eddie of Manhood End, I dare not shut his chapel on such as care to attend. A spiritual arranged by Alice Parker, a terrific composer who just celebrated her 90th birthday. That was the Baltimore Choral Arts Society singing He is King of Kings in a live concert at the Baltimore Basilica recorded earlier this month. I conducted this excerpt from Christmas with Choral Arts. By the way, today at noon, WMAR Television, ABC 2 will broadcast that entire concert if you're interested in checking it out. I want to let you know about an event taking place next Thursday night, New Year's Eve, at another one of Baltimore's beautiful churches, St. Ignatius Catholic Church. They will once again host the annual New Year's Eve Interfaith Prayer Service. This is the 23rd year they have had this service. It starts at 7:30. There will be lots of great music and people from all faiths coming together to pray for peace in 2016. Thanks again for spending part of your Christmas with us this morning. Coming up after a break for news, the Baltimore writer Rafael Alvarez shares a Christmas story with us, and Kefi Garris tells us how she and her family celebrate Kwanzaa in their home in Reservoir Hill. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.